Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious.
I was taught the ways of tradition and religion. You know, I knew it. I could walk it, talk it, speak it, live it. But you see, it never kept me. And all the watered-down gospels and scared tactics, they never worked for me. So as a child, I went back and forth and back and forth. And I was in the church and out the church and in the church and out the church. And then when I became an adult, I gave my life to Christ for real. And when I gave my life to Christ for real, I came to a place where I began to seek his face. And that's where I was introduced to worship. And worship brought me to this place where I began to seek God, and he began to open up things to me, things that I had never sought before. And he brought me to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's that about?
The kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom.
Yeah.
And now I understand Christ, because all he talked about was kingdom.
That's all he talked about.
Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
So let's move back to this place of Matthew 6:33. God said, daughter, I want you to start seeking my kingdom. And as I became acquainted with him and I would pray, you know, I kept hearing kingdom, 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 seek my kingdom, seek me higher, daughter. And I was confused because to me, the kingdom was the church and the church was the kingdom. But then God started saying, no, daughter, the church is not the kingdom and the kingdom is not the church. The kingdom is my rule, my reign, my government. The kingdom is what you belong in. You are the church. The church is my ambassador, and the gathering places are my embassies. And when you come in, I am the commander in chief. I give you information. I download that information for you to manifest into the world. See, my kingdom has to be made manifest because Adam lost it, but Jesus gained it back for you. And when Jesus gained it back for you, it was given for you to manifest into the world. You use the different vehicles to take over the realms of the world. You're taking over family dynamics, you're taking over economics, you're taking over business, you're taking over the arts and media. I'm gonna give you a vehicle to use, and the vehicle that you're gonna use to get this accomplished is
music.
Amen.
Kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom. And now I understand Christ, because all they talked about was kingdom. Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
You see, I accepted Christ at a young age. I was brought up in the church. I was taught the ways of tradition and religion. You know, I knew it. I could walk it, talk it, speak it, live it. But you see, it never kept me. And all the watered-down gospels and scared tactics, they never worked for me. So as a child, I went back and forth and back and forth. And I was in the church and out the church and in the church and out the church. And then when I became an adult, I gave my life to Christ for real.
For real.
And when I gave my life to Christ for real,
yeah,
I came to a place where I began to seek his face. And that's where I was introduced to worship. And worship brought me to this place where I began to seek God, and he began to open up things to me, things that I had never sought before. And he brought me to Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's that about?
The kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom.
Yeah.
And now I understand Christ, because all he talked about was kingdom.
That's all he talked about.
Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
So let's move back to this place of Matthew 6 and 33. God said, daughter, I want you to start seeking my kingdom. And as I became acquainted with him and I would pray, you know, I kept hearing kingdom, 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 seek my kingdom, seek me higher, seek me higher, daughter. And I was confused because to me, the kingdom was the church and the church was the kingdom. But then God started saying, no, daughter, the church is not the kingdom and the kingdom is not the church. The kingdom is my rule, my reign, my government. The kingdom is what you belong in. You are the church. The church is my ambassador, and the gathering places are my embassies. And when you come in, I am the commander in chief. I give you information. I download that information for you to manifest into the world. See, my kingdom has to be made manifest because Adam lost it, but Jesus gained it back for you. And when Jesus gained it back for you, it was given for you to manifest into the world. You use the different vehicles to take over the realms of the world. You're taking over family dynamics. You're taking over economics. You're taking over business. You're taking over the arts and media. I'm going to give you a vehicle to use. And the vehicle that you're going to use to get this accomplished is
music.
Amen. Amen. That was really good. Praise the Lord. I just want you to know that's Donata Dawson. And this is one of her new albums called Repent and Believe. And that was one of the songs on it called The Kingdom. So I really like that because it explains for someone who never heard about what the kingdom is. It's really good. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm glad everybody's here. This is called Kingdom Advance. And that's what we want to do, is advance the kingdom of God. I am your host, Odelia Jackson. And the speaker and the Holy Spirit is always, always the teacher. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank everybody for being here. For those who are on other devices, for those who are on, you know, at the end, we open up the lines for those who want to have comments, questions, or, you know, want to add to what they've heard. Because, you know, iron sharpens iron. Amen. So as you tune in, thank you that we all grow together. Amen. And just one other thing that we, when you come to receive and to give. Come to receive so that we can influence every area in our lives. The influence on our jobs, the influence in our families, the influence starts in your family first. And then, you know, your influence is how to preach the kingdom to the world, a dying world, and it, as a witness to every nation. Amen. Hallelujah. So I've been off for like about a month healing from my knee surgery. So I'm back until I have to get the other knee done. And I thank you all for your prayers and, you know, the cards. And thank you. Amen. Now, we're going to get started here. Tonight we're talking about the divine positioning is essential for kingdom life. Kingdom life. Yeah, we're talking about kingdom. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Now, the first thing I wanted to share was the meaning of kingdom. So you might want to take a note. So that's another thing I need to say, that when you come, hope you have your notebook, your pen, paper, and your constitution, which is the Bible. Amen. That tells us what the will of God is. And as any ambassador, we don't speak our own words. We only speak what our government speaks. Amen. Kingdom. Write kingdom on your paper. And the kingdom means the governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting that territory with his will, his purpose, and intent, reducing it to a remnant of people who will reflect the king's nature. So the king empowers his people by giving them his nature. In Genesis 1:26, you might want to write that down, check it. God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So we're made in his image. We're made out of the same stuff God made out of. And we're after his likeness. We do the things that God done. That's what we do. Like God speak things into the atmosphere. You can speak it too, because your tongue is the tongue of power or of death. Or you can speak negativity into your atmosphere where you're at. So if you don't want to see it, don't speak it, because you're made out of the same material that God is. Amen? Amen. The more you study it, the more you can wrap it around your brain. There's sometimes some things take a little while. Amen. All right. Yes. Amen. So the positioning is essential for kingdom life. So it's a divine position. I was looking up that word position, and I'm trying to see what it means in Hebrew. And it means to set, like S-E-T, or station oneself, take one stand. So it's a position. Then it has these other things that present yourself, presented, remaining, stand forth, and he took his stand, or to take their stand, take your stand, and take your stand. So our position is very essential. And one of the positions that we ought to have, that if I'm just hearing this now, that we ought to occupy till he comes. Let's go there, Luke 19. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the teacher, so I'm going to follow the Spirit. Luke 19, I think it's 19 or 13, 19, one or the other. We'll find it. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. All right, Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Okay, not too far. Luke 13, I think it's 13:19, but I'm going to try 19:13 first. Let's try 19:13 first. Let's see how that work out. Now, this here is this part of the story of, not a story, but what you call a parable. And the parable is about the talents. So it's 19:13. Yeah, the parable is about the talent, the talents of, well, the Son of Man came to seek to and to save, on verse 10 of Luke 19, to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God would be revealed immediately. So he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom to return. In verse 13, so he called the 10 servants of his and gave them 10 minutes and told them, conduct business until I come. And so that's the same thing as Jesus saying to us. He's saying that we ought to be conducting business until he comes. Look, Jesus is not coming. He's not coming until we do what we're supposed to do. It's not coming. And he's, and you'll see that in Matthew 24:14. So you see right here, it says, this is a parable now. And he told them to conduct business until I come. And that's what Jesus said. We ought to conduct. Jesus did what he's going to do. Now he left some work for us to do. Okay, so that we can learn how to exercise our lordship, our kingship, our dominion, and power, and the authority that God has given us, that Adam lost and Jesus has restored back to us. Amen? We got to exercise them. Matthew 24, let's look at Matthew 24:14, and then I'm going to pray. Matthew 24:14. I don't know how we get over here, but I follow the Holy Spirit. That's how I'm right here. Okay. 24:14. And some of us heard this before, but you just saw in Luke 19:13, he says at the end of that verse, that we ought to occupy till he comes. So occupy doing what? We occupying with Matthew 24:14 says. And let's read it. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. So he's not coming until we do this. Now you can preach Jesus Christ crucified. We're supposed to preach the kingdom and Jesus. Amen. We're supposed to preach, because you can't even enter the kingdom unless you're born again. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, you can't even see the kingdom unless you're born again. My. Let's not get that word mixed up. You can't see it unless you're born in. And that's a shame for a blind man that can't see, who can't seek the kingdom, who can't seek, Jesus, you know. So we got to preach the gospel. How will they know unless we preach the gospel? How will they know? Okay, so this gospel, he's talking about this gospel. He's specific, saying this gospel. You see right there, it's right there right for us to see. This gospel. That means there's other gospels out there. But he's telling us which gospel to preach that will bring the end. What Jesus comes, he will return. Amen? And it's really not the end. It's really the beginning of something. Okay? But it's the end of another age and the beginning of another one. Amen? So, let's pray. Father, as we come before you tonight, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Just for who you are. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In us as it is in heaven. Have your mighty way, Lord. Have your way. We pray that your will be, that your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Oh, have your way. Let the gates of our life and city be open for the kingdom, the King of glory to come in. Oh, have your way, Lord. I pray for every eye, every ear that are listening now, Lord God, and that will hear in the archives, that there will be a healing in the mindset. There will be a healing in the hearing of the ears, that they will hear what thus says the Spirit of God, and that we would submit and yield to your way, Lord. So I pray that you would have your way in each and every one of us. We thank you that your word does not come back to you void, but is seek out to do as you please. We I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are mighty, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, and that everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we cast it down like your word says, Lord. We cast it down, and we think on those things that are pure and lovely and of good report. Have your mighty way in us, Lord. Have your way. We, right now, we subject our minds to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. As you enlighten the eyes of our understanding, and that you would give us ears that we may hear what thus says the Spirit of God, and the spirit of wisdom and the knowledge of yourself, Lord. And as we learn about you, we learn who we are. And we thank you for how you point us in that direction, that we may discover, rediscover our divine purpose, our divine identity and destiny that demands diligence to continue to seek your kingdom first and your righteousness. So have your mighty way in us, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. Have your way in this lesson, Lord God. Speak to us. Oh, show us, Lord. Thank you for this table you have prepared tonight, that we may grow mighty in spirit, hot and on fire with substance, Lord God. That not just the academic of the word and just a study thing, Lord, but that it would be a substance in our life, that it be real, that our lifestyle, that it would be that culture that has been cultivated in us. So have your mighty way, that we be kingdom mindset, that we be kingdom culture, that we live kingdom, Lord God. That you're, when you look into the earth, that you will find faith, and that we will have the faith of a kingdom faith, Lord God. Hallelujah, because nothing works in your kingdom without faith. And so I pray by the Spirit of God that you have your way in each and every one that's here today and in the archive. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So let's get started here. Take notes. Positioning is essential. I was looking at Job. Let's look at Job real quick. Job 1, verse 6. And I was looking at this. I said, well, what does this got to do with positioning? And let's look at Job 1, Job. Job 1, verse 6. And it says, let's look what it says. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to the presence themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. My. And I was reading, I said, so what do that got to do with the positioning part, okay? And I was just looking at it, it says, the sons of God came to the presence of themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. So this is when Satan came and asked God, can he buffet Job? And I'm looking at the position that we have, because you know we are already seated in heavenly places. And so you got to know these things. You're already seated in heavenly places. All this stuff that's going on now has already been taken care of, have already been how should I say this? That it was already ordained before we were even born. Okay? And so these guys were going, because of their position, they were able to come before God's presence. And I don't, and I'm still trying to figure out why God allowed Satan to keep coming into his presence. So I keep studying on that one. So positioning places us under authority in the kingdom. That's a note. Your positioning is essential for the kingdom life, but positioning places us under proper authority in the kingdom. So this concept is so important that Jesus even had to get into position before he began his public ministry. Now, I hope you're hearing that Jesus, that's how important position is. Jesus had to get into position before he began his public ministry. Now my mind. Now essential. That word essential. I know a lot of times we see this word. I always wonder. I said, well, what that word mean, essential? Essential means absolute, necessary, extremely important. It is essential to keep up. This is a sentence that lets you help you understand. It's essential to keep up, to update records. Okay. Some of the synonyms talk about it's crucial. It's necessary. It's key, like K-E-Y, key. It's vital, indispensable, important, all important, of the essence, critical, imperative, mandatory, and compulsory, obligatory. I think I'm saying that right. So positioning is, it's a mandatory, it's imperative, it's crucial, it's absolutely necessary. So positioning is those things for kingdom life. And so if Jesus says it's even, he even had to get into position before he began his public ministry. For example, here we go. One day Jesus came to John, to Jordan River, where the prophet John the Baptist was baptizing people. Turn to Matthew 3, verse 14 and 15. And always read the later on, you can read like the scriptures above and the scriptures beneath, so you can be in the right context when you're reading. Amen. So you have better understanding. All right, I'm going to change that. All right, let me go. Matthew 3, verses 13 and 14. I'm getting there. Got to go a bit faster this week in the Bible. Matthew 3, verse 14 and 15. Here we go. Hey, come on. 14, 15. Amen. It says, but John would have hindered him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. But Jesus answering, verse 15, said to him, allow it now, for this is the fitting way for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And some of them says he yielded to him. So it says, for us to fulfill all righteousness. We're gonna find out that fulfilling that righteousness is very, very important to all of us, amen? And so, Jesus is being our example. And so John the Baptist was baptizing people for repentance and renouncing and returning and turning away what? Of sin. So Jesus stepped into the water to be baptized. And this is why John is saying this, because he knows Jesus had no sin. Okay. But John, he tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? So Jesus replied, let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented, right? So as the Son of God, think about this, Jesus was without sin. When John the Baptist was baptizing, he was baptizing people for repentance, renouncing and turning away sin. But when Jesus, the Son of God, was without sin, and did not need to be baptized for repentance of sin, and John clearly recognized Jesus as being greater than he. Why? Why did Jesus say, let it be so now? In order, what? To fulfill all righteousness. So in essence, he was saying to John, this is not a matter of greatness, but a matter of positioning according to the law of the Lord. So he's saying you are the one with authority on earth right now. Now I'm going to stop right there. He says, you're talking to John the Baptist. Okay, and Jesus, he came to restore mankind's authority and power and kingship. And he's telling John, you are the authority on earth right now. So he's speaking to us as kingdom citizens. We are the authority. There you go, right there. You are the authority right now. It's just like, that's how you know the kingdom is here too. Matthew 4:17. Let's turn to it. Even if you know it, turn to it. Matthew 4:17, talking about right now, that you have authority right now. Matthew 4:17 tells you what? Matthew 4:17 tells you that from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. You know that word repent, if you want to make a note right there, it means to change your thinking. And not only change your thinking, but to change the way you think. So he's saying, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, which means change the way you think. Change your thinking. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means right now. Wave your hand in front of you. There you see it, right? At hand, right now. Have arrived. Some says arrived. Right now. That's what it means, right now. Just like you have authority in the earth right now. Oh, come on now. The Holy Spirit taking us somewhere else. Let's go to Romans 5. Amen. Yes, Lord. Romans 5. Go to 5:17. So you have authority right now. The kingdom is present right now, and you have authority right now. You got to believe that. You got to know that. And Romans 5:17 says, I think this is the right one. Yes. For it's by the trespass of the one, Adam, death reigned through the one. So much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Now, that's a gift. Righteousness is a gift. Make a note of that. In Romans 5:17, righteousness is a gift. My. The abundance of grace. Now, take a note on grace, because grace is God's divine exchange, God's divine ability, his divine ability in exchange for our inability. So abundance of grace, abundance of God's divine ability in exchange for our inability, and means this together now. Come on now, that's plus of the gift of righteousness reign in life. Now that says, you see that in your Bible? It says reign in life. Reign in life. Reign in life through who? The one Jesus Christ. Now, reign in life means not reign in life after you die with the heaven, because you know we was taught that we go on to heaven when we die, and we haven't realized that heaven has come to us while we alive on earth now, so that we would be restored to our rulership. My. So we've been told that we're going to heaven. Heaven done came here. It's present now. You have authority now if you're born again. Must be born again, okay? Let's keep that straight. John 3:3 says we must be born again to even see the kingdom. And then Matthew 18:3 tells us that unless you come as humble as a child, childlike faith, I'm paraphrasing, that you cannot even enter the kingdom. If you don't, you come in there thinking you know everything and you don't have a teachable spirit. No. And read it. Matthew 18:3. It says you must have a childlike faith. That means you need to be humble, teachable. No matter how much you know, how many letters you got in front of your name or behind your name, and what titles you have, you got to be humble and teachable, or you will not enter the kingdom. Now, that's not saying that you are in, that you have not entered the kingdom, but if you were born again, that means, this is what that means. It means if you are born again and you still think you know everything and you know more than God and you're not humble enough to come be teachable and learn of him, that Jesus says, come, ye that heavy burden and heavy laden, that he will give you rest, and that you come learn of him, and that he will, what else he said? He said that he would, that we would have, his burden is light. Okay? So that's Matthew 11:28-29. You want to get it the correct, because I always paraphrase and I be messing up. Okay? But we can't go to all the scriptures, so write them down and then check them out. And then he tells you those things. So you can't, you must be childlike. You must have a childlike faith. You must be teachable. If you're born again, you will still be stuck like you in darkness because you won't be teachable. So you'll be born again without the experience. That's what it's saying. You will not experience the kingdom lifestyle. And we talked about tonight the divine position, which is the essence, very important. Okay, it's mandatory that we this position, if you're going to be this kingdom lifestyle, you're going to have to come as a child. You got to be teachable. Okay? I hope that's explained it enough. So you're supposed to reign in life. You're supposed to reign. You have authority. You have authority. Now. Not when you die and come back. No. Now. You're supposed to be exercising this. But if we don't know who we are, we won't be exercising because we'll be thinking we're going to heaven because that's what we were taught. But Jesus said, change your thinking. What he said in Matthew 4:17? He said, change the way you think. And he's telling us here that you, those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one Jesus Christ, the King of the kingdom and his royal family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So we stop. Where we stop at? Oh, we stop where it says it didn't matter. It was not a matter of greatness when John didn't want to baptize him, but it was a matter of positioning. According to the law of the Lord, you are the one with the authority on earth right now. That's where I stopped at. So I have to get under, Jesus is saying, I have to get under you, John. It's not a matter of what you think or who I am. This is Jesus saying, but a matter of my position. I have to be in alignment with my Father and you. So John, he said, and with you, John, you are the alignment. And I have to get under you in order for me to be under myself. And I'm going to explain that in a minute. I just want to share this part. Until I got, some healing in my eyes and the way I was thinking, as I kept listening to Dr. Leonard, I had to get under alignment with him. I had to get in position under him and have that childlike faith, that I would be teachable so that I can grow in kingdom and be saturated. Even my husband says, everything is kingdom, for your whole life. that's funny, because he was telling the pastor that. So yes, you got to get in alignment. If you have, I don't care how much you know, I don't went to the Bible college and got the you know, whatever they call it, some kind of papers and all that stuff. I done been to all these schools and all that stuff. And you could, some people just come to this place, but I don't want to go to school no more. I don't want to learn nothing. I don't take no more notes and nothing and all those things. But listen, let me tell you, you heard what the word says, Matthew 8. That's the bottom line. I don't care what all we got, voices and stuff in your mind. You better cast it down, because it is trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Okay? That's one of them things that's trying to now. He says, change your thinking. Change your thinking. Change. That means repent. Change the way you think. So until you get under someone that is teaching the kingdom, the pure D kingdom, not some hollow stuff or just words, but a lifestyle. Somebody's living the lifestyle of the kingdom where you can grow mighty in spirit, with substance. You got to get under alignment. And that's, and now Jesus talking about getting in alignment. Position is what matters more than how great somebody is and how who you are. Jesus, the one that came to restore our rulership. Who do we think we are? Let me go on. So Jesus says, now this part here just jacked me up, but as you continue to listen, you'll see what he means. He says, I have to be in alignment with my Father, and you, John, are the alignment. John is the alignment that he has to get under. So I have to get under you in order for me, Jesus talking about me, to be under myself. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, remember Jesus said, I come not to break the law, but I come to fulfill it. Okay. So if Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh, had to submit to the authority he established, who are we to think that we don't? Come on. So our protection is submission. That's a note right there. Our protection. You know, you got to learn it. Because you have a rulership, you're supposed to learn how to rule over your own spirit, so you don't be like a broken down city without walls. You got to rule your own spirit. That's a person that has no rule over their own spirit. That's out of control. But when you rule your own spirit, you protect yourself by in submission to the king. Okay? So in submission to kingdom authority, protect yourself. You position yourselves in alignment to the word and will of God. But that will, the will of God is very important. A lot of people want to get under the will of somebody else, or they're doing what the man, the tradition of man and religion and all those things, but that's not the will of God. Don't be them people in Matthew 7, 21 to 23, talking about, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this and didn't I do that? And these people are supposed to be born again people that had the gifts that Jesus gave them, but that ain't changed nothing. If you ain't doing the will of the Father, he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. No, no, no. So if Jesus Christ, you know, is the Son of God in the flesh, had to submit to authority, who do we think? My, my, my. So we got to position ourselves, I'm saying this again, in alignment to the word of God and the will of God, the will of the king, submitting to kingdom authority. If you remember, I started out with the definition of kingdom, and the kingdom is the governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting that territory with his will, his purpose, and intent. So we got some specific instructions from the will of the Father or the King to us. And it's through his word and his will. Okay? And so when we say kingdom, the governing influence of a king over his territory, are you to his territory? He ruling and reigning in your life. If he's telling you to do something, are you going to just ignore what you sense in the spirit realm that God is telling you to do? Then God is not ruling and reigning over you. You are not submitted to his kingship or his will. That's what this is talking about. When you seek his kingdom, you're seeking his rule and his reign in your life daily, day by day, moment by moment. And his righteousness is his way of doing and being right. My. Yes, Lord. So Jesus, when he made the decision to position himself, you see, it was a choice, okay? We have free will. So we have a choice to choose. It's like I was talking to my son earlier today. He was talking to me, and I said, wow, that's awesome stuff. That we are in the Garden of Eve every day. Because he said he had choice. All of this is yours except for this tree. All of this. So every day we got to make a choice. Are we going to live for the King? Or we're going to do our own thing? You got choices, all kinds of temptation out here, all kinds of stuff. We live in the garden every day. You put your foot on that floor, you got to make a decision. And that's what Jesus did. He made a decision. He put to position himself by being baptized by John, who that was obviously the right decision, okay? So as born out by, see what happens next, let's turn to Matthew. I hope you're still in Matthew. Matthew 3, verse 16, because we were there at one time. We did 14 and 15. Look at Matthew 3. Oh, we left Matthew, didn't we? Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew 3, verse 16, 15 and 16, right? Yeah, 16 and 17. Matthew 16 and 17 now. Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17. Now, let's see what happens. Now, he made that decision. Now, we're going to see what's going on right here. 15 and 17. And this thing won't be still. Okay. Here you go. Let's read it. It says, even so, let your light. That ain't the right one. I knew that one, right? Matthew 3 is thinking, moving around. When I need to act right. Supposed to help me out. Bear with me 1 minute, y'all. Here you go. Matthew 3:16. Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up directly from the water. And behold, the heavens were open to him. He saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming to him. My. And then 17. Behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. My. So Jesus knew that he made it the right decision at that point. So remember, righteousness, this is a note, is pleasing to God. That's a note. Righteousness is pleasing to God. Very important. Remember, righteousness is your dominion. Okay? It says righteousness is being and doing right. Being right and doing right. Some people do right, but they ain't being right. Okay? Okay. And righteousness means positioning ourselves under his authority. That's another note. So they really go together. So Righteousness is pleasing to God, and righteousness means positioning ourselves under his authority. Amen, amen. We're talking about positioning is essential for kingdom life. My. And so, righteous positioning, this is a note right here, which is based on obedience. Righteous positioning, which is based on obedience, is so important. It's so important that it is the standard measure in the kingdom of God. That's how important that is. Don't forget, write the rest of that down. It is so important, your obedience, that it is the standard measure in the kingdom of God. So important, in fact, to prompt Jesus to issue this warning. And Matthew 5, turn to Matthew 5, let's listen to this warning. That's how important obedience is, so important that it is the standard measure in the kingdom of God. And it's so important that it prompted Jesus to issue this warning. And listen to this warning. And I'll make this warning a note in somewhere in your Bible, something, or just write the verse down. But Matthew 5, 19 and 20, Jesus issued this warning. Let's look at this warning here. 19 and 20. Matthew 5, 19 and 20. It says, whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach others to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, there is no way you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Come on now. There's no way you're going to enter in. You have to live the kingdom lifestyle, the culture, the whole thing. No half-stepping. Mama. So that is a warning that Jesus issued out, that righteous position is based on obedience. Our righteous position is based on obedience. So greatness in the kingdom of heaven is measured by the standard of obedience. That's a note. Greatness, hallelujah, in the kingdom of heaven is measured by the standard of obedience to the king's commands. So in these commands that he's given us, is which are the law, those who obey are called great, while those who disobey are called least. My. Wow. So in the eyes of the people of Jesus' day, as well as in their own eyes, the Pharisees and teachers of the law were great because they were committed to exact observance of the Jewish law. Strictly speaking, no one was more obedient to the letter of the law than the Pharisees and teachers of the law. So the problem, however, was that these leaders approach the law and righteousness from a religious mindset. That was the problem. And you've seen in Matthew 4:17, it says, repent. That means to change your thinking and change the way you think. And they had a religious mindset. So they were seeking righteousness according to their own merit. So they thought that strict obedience to the law in every minute detail would earn them favor with God. So in truth, however, they were never aligned with God's law. And that's what you got to be careful of. You don't want to be thinking that we are, and you're not. They were never in tune with his heart and mind. They were out of position because they sought righteousness through religion. My. See, they sought righteousness. Here's the difference. They sought righteousness through religion. Righteousness is the position which is based on obedience that is so important, that the standard of measure is of the kingdom of God. And then that warning Jesus gave in Matthew 19:20. My. So, religion will never line us up with God. That's a note. It will never line us up with God. That's why they were out of position. Because they were trying to do it through the religion. Jesus did not bring a religion. That's a note. Jesus did not bring a religion. It's all in the Bible that what Jesus brought. Especially in Isaiah, you write this down, check it out. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. There's not no religion, okay? So when he came, he brought the good news that the kingdom of heaven had come to earth. That's what he brought. We don't become righteous by lining up with religion. We become righteous by positioning ourselves according to the law and principles of the kingdom of heaven. There you go. That's your note right there between them doing it through the religious way. Become righteous by positioning ourselves according to the laws and principle of the kingdom of heaven. That's God's word and his will. So it don't matter how many rituals we perform, how many worship service we attend, or how often we go to prayer meeting without deliberate and conscious aligning of ourselves. See that deliberate and conscious aligning of ourselves with kingdom authority. All the rest mean nothing. You can go to church every day, 365 days in the year. Go to every prayer meeting all you want. But without alignment under the authority, kingdom authority, all the rest of that stuff means nothing. So except our righteousness exceeds that of the religion and man-made tradition, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Point blank. So religion doesn't work. We see it in the lives of believers all the time, even ourselves before we come learning the kingdom. Okay? Believers who are trapped in religion of institutionalized Christianity with all of its man-made trappings and having a form of godliness but denying its power. You'll see that in 2 Timothy 3:5. Do not position themselves according to the principles of the kingdom. Consequently, they do not enjoy the fruit and benefit of kingdom life. And that's what I meant about in Matthew 18:3. Let's take a look at that since it came back up again and we got to look at it. Matthew, I'm gonna get ready to open the lines in a minute. Matthew 18:3. And that's what this here is talking about today. Matthew 18:3. Let's look at it. And it says, most assuredly. Hear that? Most assuredly. Or verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. My, my, my. Four, let's read four. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. My, my, my. Mm. So you got to read the scriptures before and after to come into context. Now let's look what it says. It says, until you are, what you call, align yourself, do not position themselves, the religious folks, according to the principle of the kingdom. Consequently, they do not enjoy what? The fruit and benefits of the kingdom life. And that's what this saying. Even though you born again, if you are, in verse 3, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. This means you got to come according to God's agenda, not man's agenda, not man's way or none of that. You got to come the way God said come. This is his, this is what he says. You got to come, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter. That means you will not enjoy the fruits and the benefits of the kingdom lifestyle, even though you're born again. You won't even dig it. So this is why so many believers are broken. They're broke, destitute, and struggling, and living with the same fears, worries, and sickness as the rest of the world. Come on. So it's time for all of us who are believers to get real with God and do what he says. He has a promise that if we obey him, obey his law, and pursue righteous positioning with him, he will add everything else to us. And that's Matthew 6:33. He says, this is how you set yourself in right positioning. He told you this is a mandatory commitment. Commandment. It's a mandated commandment. And it's for every human being upon the face of this earth to set themselves in the right position in alignment with the kingdom authority. Is that do what the king says, that you submit, that you yield to him. And he says in Matthew 6:33, you can write that down. But seek, search after, aim after, dig, inquire, require the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of God in your life daily, day by day, moment by moment. And his righteousness, his way of being and doing right. And then all the other things shall be added unto you. That's what that's saying right there. He promised that if we obey his laws and pursue righteous position with him, he will add everything else to us. And God is not a man that he should lie. Huh. And he do not violate his own words. Okay? They become law to him. Amen. So that's what I'm stopping at. And anybody have any comments or attitudes, or the lines are open? Amen. Lines are open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody on other devices? The number is 760-283-0834.
Well, well, well. Look who's back. My sister's back.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, hey.
I hear you preaching.
Hey, my sister.
Keep back in here. You're smacking and chastising.
This is what I hear you. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. edify, equip, and deploy.
Amen. That's right. Amen. We got what you say, double with the word double down.
Now it's time to. Amen.
Hello.
I enjoy what you said about the what you say you have to line up with the work with righteousness. Righteousness is the key to kingdom living.
Yes.
You're saying what you said about us being it's time to get serious. It is.
Yes.
It's time to get serious. Amen. Definitely that.
Amen.
I enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Monica, for tuning in. Amen.
Hello?
Anybody else?
The alignment is a part of your growth.
Yes. Yes. Hello? Yes. And I think if I didn't get alignment, if I didn't humble myself enough to get under Dr. Leonard, I wouldn't have got the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's all of us.
Amen. Now people are going to get underneath you as you align yourself up with God. And people are going to get underneath. That's why we are to edify, equip, and deploy. This way they'll do the same thing with the people that will follow them. And you know, it goes on and on until, you know, this this gospel of the kingdom is preached to the world.
That's right.
And a witness to every nation. Come on. Yeah. Then the end comes.
That's right.
Amen. I see a couple of people on here. Anybody have anything to say? You know, hi or something?
Hello?
Go ahead.
You hear me?
I hear you. Loud and clear.
How you doing?
Okay, and you? Who's this?
Leon.
Hey, Leon. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, Matt. What you get tonight?
Yeah, we're just talking about righteousness. You know, it's about right position.
Hey, man. That's right.
Yeah. So.
Some of you. Amen, amen.
Correct the line of God. Like,
this is about righteous position.
Yeah, it's like right position. Righteousness is the standard measure in the kingdom of God.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
We have to. Everything has to line up. Our whole lifestyle has to line up.
That's right.
With God. So this is something that our dad saying. Even if you don't stop at a red light or there may not be no car, you don't stop at the red light.
That's good.
A little red light because you're breaking the law.
Yes. So, you got it. Yes.
So, you know, I did that. Before that was you breaking the law.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cool because, you know, no cars coming and, you know, no cars coming. It's light, but no cars coming. So, I mean, it's good to, you know, to move. But and I know that I have to be observant of what I'm doing.
Right. Obey the law. Right. Amen. It's all of us. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. Anybody else? We got time. I want to thank everyone that's here. Those on other devices and numbers 760-283-0834. Thank you for those who are online now. Thank you for being here. We usually use like the last 30 minutes or so for, you know, have a comment or a question, or those who have to add to what they've heard, like Leon just did about the stop sign. Thank you. Amen, amen. Well, I'm not going to belabor this. I'm going to say goodnight and Lord willing, I'll see y'all on next Wednesday. We will continue on the Kingdom Lifestyle. And Friday, we will have open up for prayer. Prayer is the engine that advances the Kingdom. Amen. So it's Kingdom everything in every area. We're supposed to influence every area of life. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to say amen, brother. So, anybody have anything else to say? I'm going to close out and say good night.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say good night. God bless everybody. Thank you for tuning in this week or Friday. God bless.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the Kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The Kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the Kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious, we are victorious, nothing can conquer us, we are victorious.